Hey. Didn't know you were back in town. Huh. So, Paris must have been pretty shit then. Oh? I'm glad. Yeah, KL was KL. Yeah. Well, we both came back here, so I guess that tells you that. For how long? So, where do you live now? Just curious. If you don't want to tell me, that's fine, I don't care. You got a girlfriend? Nope. Why are you here? At this party? Why? That's stupid. Rachel asked me to come. I don't know. I'm not a fucking babysitter. Why are you sitting out here? As in, why aren't you inside? Let me guess. I'm ruining the fresh air for you. I think you do care. A little. Let's go. I didn't know. But I'm done with this. Changed your mind. Spare me the passionate rant and just walk with me towards the bridge. Stop trying to figure out what to say. I can hear the gears in your head jamming up. It's annoying. Be normal for once, weirdo. I liked your old haircut better. Do you remember when we... Yeah. Nah, that's not why I came here. I just wanted to see the water. Watching the light reflect on the water's surface calms me down. That's why I'd always light candles when I took a bath. Well, if you knew, why did you ask? So, found your passion yet? Figured. Sure. I'm at MHI. I know they're shit. You don't need to give me that look. Pays well, though. I don't care about that crap. You know that. Go to school, get a job, make money, pay taxes, and die. I've always been a realistic, different. Yeah, of course, you would say that. saw your mum the other day. Are things still... Are you two good? Fair enough. Guess it's none of my business. She was nice though. Nicer than she had any reason to be, honestly. She was so happy my hair is back to its natural colour. It was sweet. I've been thinking about dyeing it again. I just can't be bothered, to be honest. Thanks. It's getting cold, so... No, I'm moved. I mean, if you want, I don't care. I didn't know, like, 10 minutes from here. Company covers some of my living expenses as part of my contract, so rent's not fucking me as hard as it should be, honestly. I'm telling you, pay's good. As if you're not selling your soul doing odd jobs for shit pay, so you can figure out the meaning of life or whatever. Well, at least the evil multi-billion yen corporation makes it possible for me to live a normal fucking life. Whatever. Call me a corporate sellout. Like I give a shit. It's not like we're anything. So? Who cares? Fucking wind. Can you stand next to me for a sec? Seriously? Fucking piece of shit. I'm not blowing it in your face. Well then stand further away from me. Do you want your succulent back, by the way? Well, yeah. You brought it with you when you moved into my old place. Of course I've been taking care of it. I'm not just gonna let it die. Besides, it takes like zero effort. It's not a big deal. Okay. Of course I don't miss that dump. Who cares about the memories? I paid out of my ass for a tiny ass apartment with a heater that sounded like we were under siege every time it turned on. I mean, it was fine back when we split the rent, but when it was just me, I wanted to get out of there as fast as I could. Plus, the neighborhood sucked. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This new place's neighborhood is exciting, like shit actually fucking happened here. I would have killed for a guy to get stabbed on our end. Okay, I know that makes me sound like a massive cunt, but you know what I mean? It was a boring, grey, flavourless shithole full of mediocre chain restaurants and suits. Of course it's better to have a nice place in a shitty neighbourhood than a shitty place in a nice neighbourhood. Are you kidding me? Nice neighbourhoods suck. You just think you like it because you're a sentimental sucker. Back when you lived there, you hated every second of being in that dump just as much as I did. Alright, this is it. Can you please not do the old... Oh my god, you're kidding, right? This is so fancy. Shit that you do. I'm kind of over it. Of course I'm taking you inside. Don't just stand there like an idiot. Be quiet, it's 2 a.m, cunt. Over here. Stop being weird. 40th floor. Kate, you don't need to say weird things to be weird. And you're acting weird. It's not about embarrassing me or not embarrassing me. It's just annoying. We weren't done talking, that's why. If you want, I can finish our conversation right now. And then you can go home. She's off. What did I say about doing the old, woo, fancy thing? Just get on the sofa. You want some tea? I never threw it out back when you bought it, since tea doesn't really go bad, and I figured, why not? It doesn't take up all that much space. I don't know. I can't read the labels. I'll just pick one. It'll be fine. Don't be a baby. I actually hate it. It came with the apartment. I've been looking for something else to hang in that spot. Yeah. Selling your soul does pay. Are you gonna be a cunt about that all night? Are you done? Are you quite finished? I'm sorry I grew up whilst you refused to. Move on from what? No, I don't drink tea. You know that. Come here. Your hair is so... Why? No, it's not bad. I don't want to watch telly. I know you like this dress. I wore it on your 24th birthday. It was the first dress I fixed after I taught myself how to sew. Okay, don't flatter yourself. Do you know how fucking hard it is to get a simple sleek black dress that hugs my body perfectly without any tailoring? I'm not just gonna give that up for some memories of a random man. No, that was my classy black dress. If you think this is classy, then you must have been hooking up with a bunch of massive fucking slags in Paris. Like, I believe that. Yeah. A couple, why? A few weeks ago, I think. It was just a simple hookup. I don't really remember the details, to be honest. Well, yeah, hookup culture is arse. But you know what else is arse? Not having sex for months, because you're too proud to fuck anyone who isn't the love of your life. Well, you were implying it. Besides, if you hadn't left, who said the word blame? What's there to blame on you? There's nothing to blame you for. I never said, and you were the one to assume that that's what I meant. Oh, I'm twisting things. How am I twisting anything? Did you not leave? Did I somehow misinterpret you getting on a fucking plane? Was it just a fucking dream then? Oh yeah, as if you could ever fucking do that. As if you could ever admit that you were wrong to get up
and leave.
What? No, I mean, yes. Keep going. Take your shirt off. Yeah. Yeah, I've condoms in my drawer. Do you want to use them? Good, me neither. Just... Feels good. Oh, fuck. Why are we doing this? This is stupid. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. Right there. And fuck me right fucking there. Holy shit. Oh, holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Yes. Give it to me, you're fucking mine. Rub my clit. God, yes, fuck. Fucking hell. Was that a mistake? Are we stupid for having done that just now? Yeah. I guess we will. No, you can stay the night. I sleep better whenever we used to cuddle. Well, if you feel particularly upset at me doing things for my own self-interest, I guess you're free to leave, are you not? That's what I thought.
No, I got what you're after, but you want something else. You just want to love me for, I don't want to take it all. Like I spent time trying to build, and you just want to make me fall. I like that. When you say you're gonna hold me down, fight back. If you don't surf, I'll drown. You said it was over. You said it was inside out. Now you keep looking over your shoulder, but you